Greetings to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners, children of God. Thank you all for joining us tonight. This is one of those gospels that we don't. I love looking through the Wednesday readings in our hymnal, and because it comes from Bible verses that we don't often reach on Sundays, and so we don't always get the full breadth of what our gospel writers intended. But there's so much interesting stuff here in John. And when Jesus is talking about who comes to the light, I think of the very beginning of John. In the beginning, there was light. And we talk a lot about the light, and we hear a lot about the light, and we hear a lot about the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome the light, because the light was in the world. Now, Jesus was talking to people who were there at the time, and when he said the light is not going to be with you much longer, he was predicting what was going to be taking place. And it's good for us, as we're approaching Easter week, Holy Week, to think, because the entire time of Lent, we look ahead of us and there is the cross laid out before us and what takes place on that cross and the great tragedy that takes place on the cross and what the great gift that Jesus gave us when he was risen to the cross. Because when he was risen to the cross and defeated the power of death, the devil, and the grave, he brought us to him, and he rescued us and gave us salvation. And so these people that he's talking to, many of whom have seen the miracles that he has done, and they don't believe. And I don't know what it would take some of these people to actually believe. After having seen some of the things that Jesus did, they don't even believe in their own eyes. But the faith that he gifts us is what he gave us when he rose to the cross. So, the other part of this that I think that also comes from John is when he judges anyone who hears my words and does not keep them. He did not come to judge the world. Jesus did not come to condemn the world. He did not come to tell the world that they are cursed. Jesus came to save the world. Jesus came to rescue the world. And this comes straight from John 3:16 and John 3:17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to die for, that whosoever believed in Jesus would not suffer but have eternal life. And God did not come, God came to rescue the whole world, not just a select few. And this is the miracle of the gospel. This is the miracle of what Jesus came and did for us and who Jesus is. And this, at the very end of this passage, I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has given me a commandment. And so when we read the Psalms, we were talking about commandments and statutes, and what we were talking about in the Psalms, we're talking about all the 600 odd laws in Moses. These are the commandments. And nobody today can possibly follow all 600 odd commandments. I mean, some of those things you break just by living. But Jesus says, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. And he told us that the greatest of all the commandments is to love your neighbor as yourself. And love the Lord your God as God loves you. And so we know that in order that following the commandments that Jesus gave us is a matter of opening our hearts to one another. And being of generous spirit and being loving to one another. And this is why we don't do this to earn salvation. We do this because we are already given salvation. And the inpouring that God gives us helps us to outpour giving others and loving one another. And that's what the gospel is about. That is the good news of the gospel. That is the very heart of Scripture, is to love one another as God loves us, because God loves us unconditionally. And sisters and brothers, that is some really good news. Amen.